Good morning. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Faith Food Devotions for March 3rd. Today's message is Well of Life, and the related scripture is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. The mouth of a righteous man speaks only life. Immediately after the birth of our son and daughter, I took those little ones in my hands and said, Lord, I thank you for this child. Because I know the Bible, I realize it is my responsibility to train up this child in the way this child should go. And when this child is old, the child will not depart from it. I realize your word says to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And I am going to do that. I know that children are taught in two ways, by precept and by example. So I'm going to live right in front of this child. I'm going to set the right example. Then, too, I know that you can have what you say. So I say over this child that it will grow up strong physically, without sickness and without disease. It will be alert mentally and stalwart spiritually. Our children grew up without sickness and disease. I never prayed a prayer that they would be saved. I never prayed a prayer that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit, but both were saved and filled with the Holy Spirit at an early age. Children are a product of words. Children are a product of your words. Confession, according to the New Testament. In Christ I am righteous. Therefore my mouth is a well of life. I speak words of life. Concerning others, as well as myself. My mouth is a well of life. I speak only words of life. I speak words of life concerning others. I speak words of life concerning myself. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Therefore, I speak only life. Amen.